The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org.
The following podcast contains explicit language. This is the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig.
And I'm Olivia LaRoche. And this week, we're playing an episode suggested to us by one of our listeners.
Yeah, very excited. We've never done this before, but we fell in love with the idea and decided to roll with it.
Yeah, so Susie, one of our listeners from perhaps maybe our biggest fan.
Wow.
If we ever make a t-shirt, she'll be the one who receives it. Susie in LA suggested that we do an episode on songs that refer to other songs.
Yeah, so like a meta song.
Exactly.
A Russian nesting doll of songs.
So here's Susie to start us off.
This is Susie Raga of the Los Angeles music blog, AfterTheShowMusic.com. And one of my favorite meta songs is Gimme Sympathy by Metric. The title Gimme Sympathy references two Rolling Stones songs, Gimme Shelter and Sympathy for the Devil. And the chorus poses the question, who'd you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Metric then ends the chorus with the line, come on, play me something like Here Comes the Sun, which is obviously a Beatles song. I like that Gimme Sympathy uses the contrast between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones to discuss two different paths of success. Burning out quickly, perhaps before your time like the Beatles, or continuing to chug along maybe past the time that an audience wants you like the Rolling Stones. Metric is also lamenting the idea that most bands today will never achieve the success and cultural ubiquity that a band like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones achieved. So here is Gimme Sympathy by Metric.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so
That was Metric with Gimme Sympathy.
Up next, we're going to play a song that is jam-packed with so many references that it's hard to front-load it and tell you guys. This is Ockerville River, and they write a lot of their songs based upon inspirations from other songs. This, I think, is probably the best example of it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. There are 10 separate references to other songs. So what we'll do is we'll play the song, give it a listen, see how many you can get, and then we'll tell you what they are at the end of the track.
No one wants to hear about your 97th tear, so dry your eyes or let it go uncried, my dear. I am all out of love to mouth and to your ear, and not above letting a love song disappear before it's written. And no one wants a tune about the 100th left balloon that was seen shooting from the window of your room, to be a spot against the sky's colossal gloom, and land deflated in some neighbor's state that's strewn 99 others. 8 Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last is smiling wider, sitting higher than the others, swinging his arms. You would probably die before you shot up 9 miles high. Your eyes dilated as light played upon the side of TVC-16 as it sings you goodnight. Relaxed as hell and locked up in cell 45. Well, I hope you're feeling better. The 51st way to leave your lover. Admittedly, it doesn't seem to be as gentle or as clean as all the others. Of some green point bar. I told you I can't listen, baby, about the fourth time you were a lady and how your forthrightness betrayed a secret shyness, stripped away by days of being hailed as your highness. And what's new, pussycat, is you were once a lioness. Chauffeur's leering from the cheerless mezzanine, and in just 1 year the straight world can pay to see what they have been missing. But you were caught kissing 8 Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last smiling wide is sitting higher than the others, stinking with charm. Says, let's get lost, let them send out alarms. He says, let's get crossed out and come to harm. Let's make the world's stupidest stand and truly mean it. Let's hit the limit of laws over lovers' arms. No, let's exceed it.
That was Ockerville River with the song Plus Ones. And Olivia, what were the references?
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's see how you guys did. So there are 10 separate references, and they are 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians, which to me, I was like, I would never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
99 Luftballons, mm-hmm. which probably was one of the most obvious ones. 7 Chinese Brothers by R.E.M., 8 Miles High by The Birds, recorded by The Birds. TVC-15 by David Bowie. Care of Cell 44 by The Zombies. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. 3 Times a Lady by The Commodores. What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones. I think I got that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too.
16 Candles by The Crests. And lastly, Let's Get Lost by Chet Baker. And some of these references go back all the way back to the early 1950s. So if you got them all, I'm very, very impressed.
And that's what's so great about them is they're just like record nerds that know how to write songs.
Right.
It's really wonderful. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. This is Blonde on Blonde by Not a Surf.
Cats and dogs are coming down. 14th Street is gonna drown. Everyone else rushing round. I've got blonde.
Not a Surf with Blonde on Blonde. And that song refers to,
obviously, the album, the Bob Dylan album. And there's not much that's going on beyond just a genuine tip of the hat.
Yeah.
Sounds like Blonde on Blonde played a significant role in their lives at a certain point. Mm. And it's just a gesture. It's always cool to hear a musician talk about another musician.
Yeah.
And to see how it informs their songwriting.
Yeah, I think in this episode, you know, a lot of these artists that we're playing, they're referring to these musicians and these songs in celebration of them and mm-hmm. the bands that influenced them or were playing during formative parts of their lives. And I love that.
And to do a complete 180 on celebrating other musicians, our next song is kind of a hate song from one band to another. This is The Ataris with the song Ben Lee.
So jaded, your music's really overrated. Nothing but a lot of pretentious noise. I know that Claire Danes is your chick. To me, you're just some ugly prick who got lucky cause he knew the Beastie Boys. And I can't stand it. Rock goes on, but nothing happens. But this time, that's not true. Yeah, I wrote this song for you. Tell you that your 15 minutes of fame are almost up. Yet one more thing, Ben Lee, you suck. Bob Dylan must be kind of pissed, cause you've been writing all his hits, packaged and reprocessed for the world. I'd love to kick you in the face, break your legs and throw you from a train, cause you're such a fucking girl.
That was The Ataris with the song Ben Lee, and obviously the song is about
his
hatred for Ben Lee. and I found a really great performance of Ben Lee himself. I think it was La Blago Tech. I think he was in Paris, and he performed this song, which was great.
Wow.
It was really good. So what do we have next?
Up next, we have a song from Tilly and the Wall. This one's kind of a quick reference, but I thought it was kind of interesting for the way that they chose to incorporate it. So the song's called Let It Rain, and the first line of the song, the first lyric, says, "Get into the groove" is playing on the radio, and it sets the scene, and the whole song is about them in the car listening to the song, driving down south.
So we're listening to a song about them listening to a song.
Right, so it's like telling the story, and the song is a prominent part of the story, but the song that's actually telling the story is a different Madonna. Song than, right. from the song that you're imagining. It's kind of like an interesting dynamic. And,
that's really cool.
Yeah, so here it is. This is Let It Rain by Tilly and the Wall.
Get into the groove, boy, you've got to prove your love to me. Played on the radio as we drove down south to see our families. You were lying there in the passenger chair, sound asleep. And I could recall a time when evenings were bright and thick with love. And all the city streets and their lights, they were so mysterious. Oh, life, it was so wonderful, it would shine. Oh, like fire. How we sat on the backs of our cars and laughed until the morning. Oh, I thought she'd come and go. I never thought you would stay. And I'm sorry if I tried. Edges they fold and you suddenly find you are buried beneath. Oh, a blanket of snow you had no idea was even falling. You're sitting on a couch inside your home, feeling cold. Oh, and nothing's clear, all your thoughts, they have become so hard to find. With the question mark always slumped at the end of these awkward lines. All the simple words we love to speak are no longer audible. And I never thought
That was Tilly and the Wall with Let It Rain. And up next, we have a track from Drake, and we're actually going to play a couple hip-hop songs in a row, because hip-hop is kind of interesting in the way that it's a little more self-referential than other genres are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to how they sample each other, how they communicate to each other through songs and, you know, lyrics.
And sometimes it's an applaud and sometimes it's a diss.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say in this instance, it is an applaud. Drake is referencing a Mace lyric almost verbatim, but then he kind of twists it at the end, which makes it really interesting. But in this song, Worst Behavior, which is Drake's sort of puff out your chest, I'm an aggressive rapper, and it's sort of fighting the reputation that he has as being a, quote, sensitive rapper with pajama clothes.
I wonder if that's from Degrassi.
From Degrassi?
You know?
Oh, that's right. He was. Well, that's actually from Kendrick Lamar. Lamar wrote a verse where he dissed Drake and called him a sensitive rapper in pajama clothes, which is such a good diss.
That's such good imagery.
Let's listen to Drake's Worst Behavior. This is the outgoing verse.
Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you throw up, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura at 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on morning side. For all the stunning, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker! Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker? Remember? Worst behavior.
That was Drake with Worst Behavior. And up next, we have another hip-hop R&B song. This time it's from Rihanna. The song's called Jump. And you will know the reference because it's one of the best songs of the last 20 years.
It really is.
It really is.
Tell me that you love me when you know you don't love me, but I guess it's all good. You can play the game, I'ma still do my thing. You know better way for it to be put. When you fuck them other girls, I bet they be wondering why you always call my name. You think I'm gonna wait around, I ain't got all day. You don't need another lover, don't you let it go. I already got it covered, let the others know. If you want it, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle is waiting, coming, jump on it. If you want it, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle is waiting, coming, jump on
That was a little bit of Jump by Rihanna, and we're going to move right into Let's Make Love and listen to Death From Above by CSS.
Calling me high on the telephone, came back playing all alone, spent the afternoon making a speech, speech made you nervous that you couldn't eat, you came to show you mad love, you came to tell it's not enough, come and erase me and take me with you, kiss me I'm drunk, but don't worry it's true, I wanted to show you how mad is my love, come and attack me, it's not gonna hurt, find me, deny me for fear and a close, let's make a living, listen that from above.
secret, even in plans. Wine in bed and more than a year. Wine in bed and more than a year. Run, run, run to make a heart shake. Kiss, 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 we make this earth break. I'm gonna get what I'm willing to take. This gotta worth the miles you make. Come back, I'll warm you up. Make me breakfast, don't make it up. You are so talented, I'm in love. Let's make a living, send that from above.
That was CSS with Let's Make Love and Listen to Death From Above, which refers to Death From Above 1979. Now we have a track from Gorillaz. I actually didn't realize until it was pointed out to me that this song refers to Ice Cube's Don't Stop, Get It, Get It.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, of course it does.
Right.
But it didn't even make the... I've heard this song how many hundreds of times?
Right. And then now whenever I hear that, I just assume it's a De La Soul lyric and not a Ice Cube lyric.
Right, right, yeah. So anyway, here's Gorillaz with Feel Good Ink.
Shut up.
That was Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc. And I forgot to tell you, Olivia, I saw Damon Albarn perform that song with De La Soul at South by Southwest last week.
Cool.
And he also brought out Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Dan the Automator and performed Clint Eastwood. It was like, yeah, it was really
awesome.
Cool.
That's awesome. Wow. That must have been great.
So we're going to wrap this episode up with a Sonic tip of the hat. This has no reference to another song lyrically, but the guitar sound on this is clearly a reference to David Bowie's Heroes. So this is LCD Sound System's All I Want. And before we go, we want to introduce our new producer. We have Casey Newlin, and she is going to be the woman behind the machine. So say hi, Casey.
Hello.
And that's the last time you ever speak.
No, but seriously.
So thank you, guys. This is All I Want by LCD Sound System, referencing David Bowie's Heroes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.